Idealism. Idealism is a theory which makes the subject responsible for the phenomenon of the world. The idealists say that this world is not what it appears to be. The world perceived is produced by the subject's activity. The mind projects the entire phenomenon. Thoughts create it all. The thoughts are the reality according to the idealists. The world a mere illusory projection with no reality of its own. The idealists have advanced their arguments in support of this theory. Two of their main contentions are, one, you perceive the world, claim that the world is real, that it exists on its own. You do not seem to realize that the same world disappears no sooner you fall off to sleep. In deep sleep, you do not perceive the world. Even in the waking state, when your mind is totally absorbed in some activity, like being engrossed in a novel, you do not see someone standing in front of you, or hear him calling you, or even feel his pat on your back. The idealists thus maintain that you do not perceive the world when the mind is absent, when the subject does not participate. Your mind alone, your thoughts, perceive the world. Therefore, according to the idealists, the entire world is but a projection of your mind, thoughts. Your senses no doubt perceive the world, but they cannot do so without the mind. No mind, no world. That is the idealist's law. Examine the case of hypnotism. The hypnotist suggests powerfully to a protege that the floor on which he stands is a lake. The thoughts in his mind are changed from the floor to a lake. The person does not see the floor anymore, sees a lake instead. He starts fishing in it. So it is your mind, your thoughts that create the world. The world has no reality of its own. This is one argument that the idealists put forward. Two. The second contention of the idealists is that the reality of the world cannot be based entirely on the senses. People attribute reality to the world relying merely on the evidence of the senses. Senses are surely not reliable. Your own senses interpret the world differently at different times, places, and circumstances. Then there are the variety of senses of humans, birds, and beasts. Submarine and subterranean creatures have senses too. Each set of senses has its own interpretation of the world. They differ widely. Now, whose senses are to be taken as authoritative? Whose senses fixed as the standard? They vary from being to being. Even in one being, the senses change. You cannot treat a variable factor as invariable. It would be a mistake to do so. Hence, the idealists have concluded the world is not what it appears to be. The world as it appears is false, illusory, unreal. The idealists give all importance to the subject, none to the object. They take the subject to be everything, as the creator of the phenomenal world, little realizing the subject is variable, changeable, impermanent. They make the world depend entirely upon the subject. They fail to understand that the subject itself is a part of the created world. a part of the creation cannot be held responsible for the creation. Just as a dreamer is a part of the dream, an aspect of the creation of the dream, the dreamer, the dreaming subject, has not created the dream. The responsibility of the creation of the dream world cannot therefore be placed on the dreamer. Similarly, the waker, the perceiver in the waking world, is a part of the waking world. It would be incorrect to hold the waker responsible for the creation of the waking world. That is what the idealists have done. The waker and the world that he experiences are parts of the same creation. Hence, the world cannot emanate from the waker, perceiver, subject. There lies the fallacy of the idealists.